Ralph, how are you?
Pretty good, sir. How are you, Mr.
I'm just doing fine. We're getting ready to have the Mexican president here in a moment, and we're going to have him for a couple of days. I got your letter, and I read it, and I wanted to thank you. And then Jack told me that you'd call his secretary, and she had typing up something that you had told her. I thought I ought to tell you what had happened. I want to speak confidentially to you, but I think it's rather unfortunate, and I think it's going to be a difficult thing. I don't think I can be hurt in Georgia because I'm pretty well 100,000 behind anyway, and I'm not. Don't imagine I'll be asking them to vote again anytime soon, if ever. But since 1955, a group of senators at various times, after I had my heart attack, have been coming here in the fall of the year and been hunting. Among those senators have been Senator Russell. A number of times we've talked to Senator Talmadge. He couldn't come. We've made him a kind of a combination of a hunting visit and philosophizing on what's coming up the next time. And I've tried to use him to kind of create a pulling together of various factions and various groups to try to get behind what I was trying to bring through the Congress. It's not specific, and it's just a general thing, but Stiles Bridges, who I differed very much with in great degree, he used to come here. Other Republicans have come here, Symington and Humphrey and Kerr, and that general group of men. Russell has been a regular one, and bringing whoever he wants. Sometimes he's brought Bobby, sometimes he's brought Vandiver, sometimes he's brought Sanders, sometimes he's brought Fuquay, they did last year. Sometimes he just came with Symington. Maybe was here when Kerr was here. I don't remember the specific times. But last year we had a very delightful hunt, and they came down. I believe Governor Ellington comes in. He's been coming regularly and is going to come again this year. And we go on from November the 15th to 1st of January. Now, I don't hunt much as I'm advertised, but Russell doesn't hunt at all. He sits around the house and reads. But Sanders and Fuquay and I went out a good deal and with Bobby Russell. And both of them killed deer, and Bobby killed one right quick. He didn't take him about 5 minutes. He killed it, and that's all there is to it. When I was in Georgia, I said to Fuquay, who had written me a number of letters, that we got to go on a hunt when we all get together, and you all let me know when the time is. As we were speaking across the state, I reminded Sanders of it and suggested the same thing. Both of them agreed that they wanted to come, and we all ought to get together again this year. And they wanted to kill a deer, and they would arrange it sometime. It would fit my schedule and fit theirs. I talked to Bobby about it, who was on the platform with us, and who traveled with the plane in between our stops in Georgia and Florida. Judge Russell. I didn't talk to Senator Russell, although I had mentioned to him before the Congress was out, when he came down at the bipartisan meeting on Vietnam, that I was going to be home and I was going to get my deer and like for him come and try to teach his boys how to shoot. We've had a kind of a joke about what a crack marksman one is and how much ammunition the others waste and so forth. And he said that's fine, he'd be ready. The other day, McNamara came in here and said that he wanted to go down. We're going to put into effect a rather substantial cost economy program that'll affect material reductions and it'll affect the budget. And it's pretty far reaching. And I suggested to him, and he talked to Mahon in detail, and he talked to Russell in detail. Some of it affects Georgia. And Georgia, I guess, per capita, has more money spent on defense than any state in the Union.
Sure, that's right.
So he said that he would do that, and he would try to go see Senator Russell whenever he could see him. He understood he was abroad. I said, no, he's come back. He goes abroad every year. And the election did come into it. And I said, well, I'm sorry he didn't campaign, but he said he's going to vote for the ticket. But he did go abroad, and he does that. He didn't want to do it in 52, and he didn't want to do it in 56. He didn't want to do it in 60, and only the last day or two did he say he'd support the ticket, and that's after they had the Dallas thing on Thursday before the election on Tuesday. And, so I don't know where he is, but I'm sure he's back because I saw a statement where he said he's going to support the nominee, and that was that. So after we got through their conversations, I called Senator Russell and told him I would like for him. I tried to reach him, and I located him somewhere in Georgia. I don't know whether he's speaking or what he was doing, but I said, "Now McNamara wants to come see you," and he said, "Well, I'm coming back to Washington. I don't know just when I'll be back, but there's no use of him coming to Georgia. I'll be back up there. But if he wants to come to Georgia, we can do it." And so forth. And I said, "Well, now let's work out. I haven't seen you, but I've talked to all the other fellas about the hunt. What time is satisfactory to y'all?" "Oh," I said, "Mr. President, we oughtn't to be bothering you, all this crowd. And you know I'm not any hunter, but I've been coming to see you every year for many years. I'd be glad to do it, but just so as you're president, you don't need to renew that invitation." I said, "No, I already talked to Sanders, and I already talked to Fuquay, and I already talked to Bobby." And he said, "Well, Herman, you know, you wanted him to come last year, and he had a conflict. He's hunting quail or something. And do you want us to ask him?" I said, "He'd be mighty welcome, be glad to. We called the other day and talked to Betty and thanked her for introducing Ms. Johnson every place she went and so forth, and for Herman appearing on the platform with us." He said, "Well, I'll check into it, but I don't know much about it, don't care, but I'll let you know. I'll see what the others say about it." I said, "That's fine." Well, he had been the person that I met long before I knew Vandiver or Bobby Russell or Talmadge or any of them, and he had been coming each year, regardless whether he voted with me or against me, before we had any fight of any kind. So I just left it at that. A day or so later, he called back, maybe the same day. I'm not sure. I believe McNamara was gone, though. And he said, "I've talked to all of them, and they can get away the 22nd to come down. That's Sunday, and you'll be going to church. But you come down, and I'll sit around and read a little bit. Monday morning, they can go out and go hunting, those fellows that like to hunt. And I'll talk to you about these problems. And then we'll come back Monday afternoon and Tuesday." And I said, "Well, do you want me to send the Ladybird's plane up to get you?" And he said, "No." He thought that that was unnecessary. They'd come in their own transportation. And I said, "Well, we may have some others here at the time, but that would be fine. If you don't hear from me tonight, you'll know that the 22nd through the 23rd is agreeable with us, because I haven't got my date book here and my secretary's not here." So I said, "All right." I didn't hear anymore. Then last night, I got your letter, and I appreciate it very much. I had that picture. I knew that background. As a matter of fact, Bobby Russell is a more enthusiastic Democrat than nearly anybody except probably Carl Sanders. And he had given me the picture of some of the problems in Georgia, and I understood him, and I understood Sanders' problems. And it's not anything in my administration. It's too good for him, and not anything I wouldn't do. I don't want to hurt him. I can understand that I have hurt him. I mean the issue itself, but I think that the world is moving. And I think he and I are going to be moving with it and be out in front. And I think that he and I are going to look better than a lot of other folks 1 year from now, or 2 years from now, or 4 years from now, or 10 years from now. And Lady Bird felt the same way about it. And I rather thought it would be a good occasion to let everybody see what we thought of this man and his character and his ability and his future and everything else. Now, Lady Bird had done the unusual thing. We had some people from Georgia jump on us when she asked Sanders as one of the four people to sit with her when I made my first speech to the Congress. And a lot of people thought, well, that was a blow at somebody else. And we didn't pay attention to it, because I see Russell at different times. I see Talmadge. I see Dirksen. I've talked to Dirksen, who's on the other side, trying to get his ring. So I called Carl last night, and he said, well, in view of the headline in the paper and view of the interpretations placed, that he had told Russell that he was they'd all agreed on this date, and that he had thought that it'd be all right, but that now some of the people were interpreting, and the press is interpreting, and that Russell had given out a big interview. So I checked into that and called the press room. And what happened apparently is, perhaps we don't know this, but perhaps Judge Russell or Governor Vanderbilt, we think Judge Russell, said to one of the judges that he was going to be away on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, and he'd been invited to come down for his hunt. And some press man called Russell at Winder and said, we understand that this group's going hunting, and is this true? And the wire services say Senator Russell confirmed that he and five other Georgians, including Governor Sanders, been invited to visit Johnson. Russell said the president invited them and asked him to invite Sanders, Talmadge, and former Governor Vandiver, Judge Robert Russell, and Judge A.V. Fuqua. He said to ask him to come to LBJ Ranch hunt, and all but Talmadge visited the ranch together in 62. He said to me, get the same party together was out there, but I reminded him that Herman wasn't there last year. He had another engagement, so he said, oh, yes, be glad to have Herman, too. Now, that's all there is to it, and I don't want Carl to look little and be ashamed, and I don't want to look little and petty and so forth, and I see nothing in it that has any social philosophy or any political thing. As a matter of fact, I think it's the best thing could happen to Sanders and me, too. And
so do I.
I don't see, I can't see our people, but if our people are that petty, hell, I know why they lost Georgia. I just can't, this sounds like a citizens' council talking. Our Ku Klux discriminate and say we don't want to sit down with a fellow because he has a different viewpoint.
Wasn't that, you haven't seen the memo, I didn't want to bother you, so I just got with Lenny's secretary. It was early this morning. And I said in it, the thing is childish, but the only thing is the feelings here are so strong about the defective, about the Democrats who did defect, you know, and who didn't support Carl, and Carl's friends are so sensitive. Now, what happened, I don't know if the senator meant to, but the way he gave it out, well, it made it look, I had it all figured out, and I told them last night when they got all excited around here, and first the governor said he was going, and a lot of his friends got mad and started saying that didn't understand why an invitation to the governor had to be extended through Dick Russell.
It hadn't. I talked to him at least three times about it personally.
Uh-huh.
The president direct to the governor, and he told me anytime we could work it out, he wanted to come.
And
I did the same thing to Buford Ellington, but we haven't set the date yet because I don't know when his people be able to come. Everybody was ready to come any time except Senator Russell, who was abroad.
Uh-huh. Senator Russell had a sort of press conference in which he quoted, said in revealing that he handled the invitations to the deer hunt, Senator Russell said, quote, when you get on the phone with him, that is, in parenthesis, the president, you know how it is. Sometimes we talk 30 or 40 minutes, and he asked me to get the same party together as out here before. I remind him that Herman wasn't there, and he said, oh, yes, get Herman. And so forth. But then, of course, all the Sanders people wondered, were mad, claiming, well, why did they have to issue an invitation to Carl through Dick Russell? And I don't know whether Dick tried to make it look that way or
not. Not at all, not at all. I called him about it. He said, I did what you asked me to do, to tell them what, find out the date is agreeable. You'd already talked to all of them and find out what date would be agreeable, and we worked it out, and he called me back and told me the date. But I think it would have been odd if I had called the governor and said, now, Governor, you get around to notify Senator Russell. Senator Russell's been coming here 10 years, and I'd have thought it'd been mighty petty. And I don't want to make an errand boy out of this governor anyway. I mean, I talked to the governor, and he had already told me. He's ready, willing, eager. So was Fuqua. Now, the whole question is, I've read the interview and read the ticker, read it last night, and Russell confirmed that I had asked him to get the party together and that he had got him and agreed on the date. Now, that's what he ought to have done. I don't know what else he could do.
Well,
if a reporter asked me, he said, did you talk to Russell? I'd